Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Saturday Nation? Hey, it's Sam Crowley, your humble host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Santa Show. Back from L.A., off to Orlando in a couple of days, so I'm just kind of sitting here with the mic in my hand and sharing some thoughts with you. Is that okay? It's December 12th, 2017. Oh my God. As I say that date, this is no kidding, it literally just flashed into my mind. Wow. Like a meteor, just hit me in the head. December 12th. You know what day December 12th? You know what that means in the Crowley family? I'll share that with you. December 12th of 2014 was the day that our daughter Susan got trached. And those of you that haven't been following along, our daughter was born at 1 pound. And 4 months later, she had a tracheostomy. It's a procedure to put a trach tube down your trachea. That's how you breathe because your lungs can't get airway. Airway is blocked. Your lungs aren't developed. And I was in Orlando. This is so wild, man. Why don't we just, I was not even going to talk about this on today's show. But when I said December 12th, bam, do you remember where you were when something like that major, a surgery, something major in your family, a friend, a major event happens and that day sticks with you? I went to Orlando and our daughter was having this was 2014, so I flew into Orlando the night before, December 11th. I was speaking the next day on the 12th, and I knew our daughter had a procedure scheduled for noon that day. They were going to take a look at her airway and see what it looked like, and there was the outside chance they would trach her. And I'm telling you what, man, when I had the thought in my mind of our little girl having a hole punched in her neck and that was how she was going to breathe, that did not sit well with me at all. Like, I could not wrap my mind around that. And that's a lesson in the thing you fear the most are these things that you don't know. Like, you probably have a fear right now. There's something going on in your life, whether it be health, finances, relationships, and it hasn't happened yet. You've been thinking about it and you're ginning up all this fear, this anxiety, this worry, knowing that worry is a down payment on a problem that most likely won't ever happen. And it's all because you haven't been down that road yet. You haven't been down that road. Once we get on that road, we conquer it. We've been there. We're not afraid of it anymore. Like, remember when you first drove down a windy road and, you know, you had to go 15 mile an hour around the corner, sharp bend to the left or to the right, almost like a 90-degree angle. You're like, go! But then you do it again in a third and a fourth and a tenth time, and you're like, hey, here comes a turn in the road. That's it. It's no big deal. Well, this is kind of what happened in our life 3 years ago. We had a turn in the road. So I woke up that morning, texted my wife on the 12th of December. I'm in Orlando, staying at the Caribe Royale. And actually, that's where the event was. I was staying at the Hyatt where there was a dog show. And I'm guessing that same dog show is going on this weekend. I know that because when I checked in at the desk, there was an Irish setter, golden retriever, a Boston Terrier, and about 17 poodles checking in with me. Just, I remember that night. And then I went over to the Caribe Royale where the event was, and there was probably 400 people in the room. And I said hello to the promoter, all the people there. Now, when there's 400 people in the room, on average, I'll probably earn, I don't know, 40 grand maybe, you know, for an hour, hour and a half of speaking, just based on product sales and commissions paid out and all that stuff. So figure 40 grand. I had the worst day sales-wise. I think I sold 7 or 8 packages. That's it. I might have made 4 grand possibly at that event. So I made about 10% of what I would normally make because my mind just was not there. Because my wife sent me a text right before I got on stage. My wife sent me a text saying they're going to trach Susan. They're going to give her a trach now because they looked at her airway and it's not good. So I'm like, damn it. Then they say, hey, Sam Crowley, come on up, Sam, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, and my mind was up. And I put my phone on a table that was on the stage, but it was off stage right, which is not really smart to do, have your phone. I would check messages. Literally look at my phone, left it unlocked, when a text message would pop up from my wife, because she'd text me about every 10 to 15 minutes on the update with Susan when it was finally done and how she was doing and all that stuff. I would try to look at my phone, still pay attention to the PowerPoint slide that was up, still try to inject personality, humor, everything in the present. And it was just stupid. I was done. Got off the stage, called my wife immediately. Nobody bought my program, really. It didn't mention that part, except the sales were terrible. Called my wife. She said, yeah, Susan's doing well. She sent me a photo, and it was horrible, man. I broke down. I remember I walked out into the foyer of the Caribe Royale. I took a right, and I went down just this hallway where there wasn't anybody, and just started weeping. And I'm looking at this photo of my daughter, whose head was swollen from the procedure, and her neck was swollen, and there was this trach tube in her neck. And I'm like, mother, I've been really pampered my whole life. Like, I've never, aside from the death of my mom, well, my mom had a lot of illnesses, so I guess it's not like I've never seen anybody in bad shape. But when it's your daughter, your four-month-old, it's just different. And maybe your child's been through a lot worse, and I'm sorry. I'm not here to say that this was the worst it's ever been. I'm sure, I know families have had it worse now that I've been on this journey. But for me at that time, I was kind of spoiled. You know, our kids really had never had anything significantly wrong in their lives, knock on wood. Praise God. And I was looking at this photo of my daughter. I'm 1,000 miles away. Had I known for sure she was going to be trached, I would have never made the trip. But anyway, I went back to the hotel that night, and I remember went right to the bar, got a martini, and was just texting my wife and asking how everything was doing, because we have three other kids, you know, at home and blah, blah, blah. And I just remember how lonely I was. I just felt lonely. And yeah, I did feel a little sorry for myself, but then I said, I'm going to give myself this one night of feeling sorry for myself in a hotel at the Hyatt, very nice bar, by the way, like $17 martinis, though. That's the only downside. Very nice bar. And I'm going to drown my sorrows tonight, but then tomorrow I got to get back into dad mode, husband mode, father, husband, provider, and just, you know, F this, man. You know, this pity stuff never worked for me in my past, and it sure as hell is going to work for me moving forward. But for this moment, I'm getting drunk, and I'm just going to forget about everything. And I did, and I walked up to my room, crashed at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Woke up, caught the flight back to Cincy that day, and it was game on, baby. Went right to Cincinnati Children's Hospital to see my daughter from the airport, because you literally got to drive through the airport, and Cincinnati is actually in northern Kentucky. So you come in from the north, or the south, rather. You drive north, go through downtown Cincinnati, stop at Children's Hospital. And when I walked in, I had to take a deep breath because I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And when I looked at her, again, started weeping. I'm like, damn. And I was the only one in the room. The nurse let me in, and then she left. I'm like, Susan, oh, my God, I'm so sorry about. And now here we are, you know, that day was the first day of the rest of our life and her life, and she made it through with 3 years. Sometimes it feels like 300 years. Sometimes it feels like 3 hours. Here we are, 3 years later on the same day, and I'm doing this podcast from when our daughter got her trach. And now her trach is out. September 27th, her trach came out. She's learning to speak now, which is absolutely hilarious because the only word she can say is mommy, 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 mommy. Say anything. Hey, Susan, what'd you have for breakfast? Mommy. Oh, hey, where'd you get those boots? Mommy. I'm like, okay, can tell who you've been spending the most time with lately. But here's my point. Stay in the game. Don't let the game get bigger than you. Don't let it swallow you up because you really don't get the vote. You don't get a choice. What are you going to do? Give up? You can't quit. I couldn't. It's not like I was going to abandon my family, so I had to man up. And I don't mean that from a machismo, you know, high testosterone level. I'm saying I had to man up, though. Show up, you know, because nothing good's going to happen if you run. Nothing good's going to happen if you cut bait and just, I can't handle it, or woe is me and feel so. We never allowed ourselves to feel sorry. We just, that was it. Now we're children for the next 4 months, learning how to handle a kid with a trach, get her on a ventilator, bring her home on a ventilator, all the hospital medical equipment. And look, here's the good news. I know other families have done this. I'm sure we're not the first family. It's not like, hey, news break. We got a family in Cincinnati, Ohio, who has a child who got a procedure called a tracheostomy for the very first time. Doctors are trying this, and they're going to try to bring her home on a ventilator. Yeah, it's never happened. No, it's happened a million times. So here we go, 1,000,001. Dial up the Crowleys. We're in. And now I'm going back to Orlando Thursday. given that same presentation, same this time at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center, but still, same time of year, Christmas music is going to be playing. I'm going to be speaking in the same city as I was 3 years ago, but I'm not going to be distracted, man. I'm going to be singing the praises of Lord God Almighty, and that our daughter has now, it's her first Christmas without her trach. She's excited. Susan, you excited for Santa Claus? Yeah! Mommy! You know? So hang in there. Whatever you're going through, keep going. It's okay. The valley, you know, right through the valley, man, on the way to the mountaintop. L.A., if you were at that event this past weekend, it was amazing. You were amazing. Praying for those people out there. The wildfires were hitting hard. You could literally smell the smoke. And I didn't even see the smoke. I had a listener, Shannon, if you're listening. Shannon hit me up on Instagram. Real go-getter. I think you're 24, right, Shannon? Yes, you could stop by, get a photo, chat a little bit at the event, which we did. And gave her some advice on how to monetize what it is she's passionate about. She already owns her own home. I mean, this kid's going to call you a kid. Shannon, I'm calling you a kid. Why? Because I'm almost 50. That's why. Twice your age. When I was your age. But anyway, Shannon, it was great meeting you. Great getting a photo with you. Get going on that advice that I gave you only because you brought it out in me, man. That's the best part about giving people any kind of advice. Not that it's unsolicited. You let people tell their story for just a little while, long enough to where you see something there, and you kind of give them a little nudge. Say, how about this? Why not? Why can't you do that? Why not you? Get going. So it was great seeing you, Shannon, everybody else that came out to L.A. I was only there one night, flew out, got there Friday around noon, flew out 7 a.m. Saturday, was back home by 5 o'clock, and dinner with the family. Now I'm back to Orlando, and I'm telling you what, man, whatever it is you want to do, just get a little bit of momentum going. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. Why are you trying to get it right? Why are you trying to solve all these problems? Why are you trying to figure it all in one fell swoop? Point A, baby. Point A, what is it? Define what point A is. And then get yourself to point B. And if you're in the coaching, consulting, services business, whatever that is, get your client to point B. That's all you got to do. Quit making it so damn complicated. And would you stop and have a little fun along the way? Would you do that? A little bit of fun. And if you think you might want to work together with this crazy podcaster, my unique proposition and real talent that really my God-given gift is the ability to tell a story. And if you're not using storytelling in your business, you're really leaving millions of dollars on the table and a lifetime of great just freedom, being able to celebrate who you are and monetize your intellectual property. So if you're interested in monetizing your intellectual property, using your own, what you already have, your experience, oh, it's not that big a deal. Hey, just like Shannon thought, it wasn't a big deal. Until we identified what she did to earn $2,000 in a very fast manner and how she's going to show other people how to do the same thing. Let me at least give us the opportunity to see how your past experience can be translated into future earnings simply by sharing your story. And you might, no, I don't say might, you will be shocked. You will be. Happens to every client. So reach out. Just go to everydaysaturday.com. Hit the coaching button. everydaysaturday.com/coaching. Tell us just a little bit about yourself. There's like 4 questions to answer. And book your call. It's a free power call. Do it. Let's see if we can get you to be the next, how about great podcaster, speaker, marketer out there, man. Building your funnel for you, landing page, sales page, all that great stuff. Doesn't matter if you know how. It doesn't even matter. Just get your message out there. You could be the next great thought leader right into 2018, man, using momentum. Using what you already got, your intellectual property. How's that sound? everydaysaturday.com/coaching. And be back tomorrow with another great podcast. Thank you for listening and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.